Welcome to the Stoop Juice Mind, Body, and Soul podcast. This is episode number 7. Today's episode is titled President Donald Trump versus Stoop Juice. My name is Jose Franco. I am the owner of Stoop Juice. Stoop Juice is an organic juice bar in Park Slope, Brooklyn. We are on 15th Street, 7th Avenue. That's right, you heard correct. The title of today's podcast is the President Donald Trump versus Stoop Juice. All this is stemming from back in March 22nd, 2017. I put out a press release blaming the president for hacking my website. Shortly thereafter, Brooklynnerd.com, a reputable Brooklyn blog, put out an article titled Park Slope Juice Bar Claims White House Hacked Website, and the Patch.com national blog also put out an article regarding the story. So this is my side of the story, you know, at least the story coming from me. So back in March 22nd, I got to my shop, and when I got to my shop, I set up, and after I set up, after I have my juice, I go on my computer, and when I go on the website, because it opens to the website, I notice that on our tagline for the shop, and our tagline reads, right underneath the title, it reads, authentic, healthy, sustainable. Right next to that, someone had written, no fat asses. And in the first thing I did, I tried to reach out to my friend who he's an IT guy. He's kind enough to run my website. When I reached out to him, he actually has a job. It's what he does. And I'm, you know, so when I reached out to him, he was like, I couldn't get a hold of him. And in my haste, being that my website, this was going on, and after trying to go on WordPress and log on and not being able to, I put out a press release just to get ahead of these things. But in the press release, I blamed the president for the hack. What had happened was 4 or 5 days before, I had gotten a couple of calls. I'd say two for sure. A third one, I don't know if they hung up. But in one case, I'm helping this customer. I'm preparing a drink for this woman, and I answer the phone. And when I answer the phone, Stoop Juice, Stoop Juice, how may I help you? I hear him talking, and in my mind, I'm like, yo, this is the president. I'm like, you know, I'm taken aback. And I wasn't fully committed to the phone call, and I'm handing the drink to the person I'm helping, and I'm like, just a second. And person on the other line, I'm assuming the president, I heard him say, stop being a little bitch. He repeated like 3 or 4 times and then hung up. And I got another call, and it was the same thing. They were saying, stop being a little bitch. So my thinking is it's probably from some of the tweets I sent them. I sent them. I mean, and it's nothing over the top. I sent them a picture of him, Hillary, Bill, and his wife, with a quote underneath. I had sent that to them, and I also, there was a couple of things that I put up that I showed disagreement, but all in good taste. But I'm saying, you know, this has to be the case. So after all this happened, that's when things got real crazy. I got a bunch of people calling, you know, that I haven't spoken to in a long time, telling me, wow, do you believe this? I had people calling me that were saying that I was anti-Trump, that this is bull, this is, how could I give the guy a chance? You know, you're crazy, that's not fair of you. And I got people from the neighborhood that were like, I could see it. I could see it. Yeah, I believe you. I see it. But the most interesting person was someone that came in and who comes in all the time. And he says, let me ask you a question, Jose. One of the things that you're constantly preaching is universal love. And he asked me, do you love Donald Trump? And I was like, yo, dude, that's a good question. And took a step back and I wanted to answer it in as concise manner possible. And I said, yeah, you know what? I think I love Donald Trump like I love everybody. But when you love everybody, you just can't have time for everybody. You can love everybody, but not have time for everybody. But yeah, I feel the same way about Donald Trump. And the only thing is we may have different approaches. So the way I lead my life, I try to balance my life between two economic principles. And these principles are, first is the principle of private property. And the second principle is the principle of needs. And these principles, they're diametric opposites, both logically and in their social effects. Ideally, I think we can balance our lives within these principles as long as we have clearly defined goals with a realistic understanding of outcome. I think when given a choice, individuals should concentrate most of our efforts on private property. I think Donald Trump and me would agree in that. The reason I say that is because it's easy to gauge the outcome of our efforts to produce goods or services in exchange for money, you know, something tangible to realize desired quality of life. Desired or good quality of life is based on the need principle, which is the other principle, which is subjective and fluid. That's where me and him would disagree, what we consider a good quality of life. And so that that going forward, then there's a four-step approach that regardless who you are, you have to answer to when dealing with these principles. And they're determined by the access to more opportunity because of wealth. I think he got me on that one. The second is determined by how much of the sciences, engineering, technology, management, and skills of labor an individual possesses. So he may have more money than me, but I can be shrewder, smarter, more technical, more savvy, better trained than him. So my skill sets could be better than him. The third is determined by one's ability to learn, understand, and articulate effectively these areas of study. So you've read the book, do you understand it, right? And the fourth and final step is to make the application and utilize your aptitude and ability on things within your power. So it's like you have the book, you read the book, you finish the book, you understand the book. Now, what are you going to do with the information? And you know the information. How equipped are you to use what you just learned from the book? So that, you know, that's pretty universal. The thing that freaks me out, and I think that we have differences, is in these leaps of faith required to evolve as we learn, and we're learning these things, sometimes this could be scary, and it could be a little discouraging. So being in that space that you're scared, you're discouraged, you can either be proactive or reactive. I think where Donald Trump and me are different is he's looking for reactive people to follow him. He's not looking for proactive people. Reactive people just believe in herd mentality. Proactive people they're not yes men, and I consider myself a proactive person. So one of the things that I always say is, and I'm constantly saying, it's a quote from a philosopher. It's ironic, he was a lens grinder. The philosopher's name is Baruch Spinoza. And what one of his sayings was, be not astonished at new ideas, for it is well known to you that a thing does not therefore cease to be true because it is not accepted by many. So I firmly believe that. I think that the two differences between me and him is, how do you feel in an environment that you're questioned? My biggest street cred is, I'm married to a woman that's independent. She's an alpha, and she's a mental health professional, and she has no problem telling me how she feels. But she does it measured, and she's always trying to make me better. And I thrive in that setting, and I take it for what it is. That's who I am. Him, I don't know. But I just see the peripheral, and I see he's the best analogy, and with my analogy, I have a soccer analogy that'll best describe the differences between me and him. For example, if I am on a soccer field and I'm playing soccer, my team, I would teach them to just shoot for the goal, and everybody will be playing for the common good of shooting for the goal, and everyone would know what the goal is. What happens with that approach is it's pretty much easy to defend because it's a straightforward strategy. There's no distraction, and let me rephrase that. Not easy, but the goal is obvious. So obstacles are going to be put in the way because you made your goal obvious. So the defenders could set up a certain way, they can do zone, because then they know you're going straight at the goal. Donald Trump's approach is he zigzags, and he has a team on the field that I don't think they know where the captain, Donald Trump, wants to shoot the ball. And what he does is he zigzags, and in his zigzagging, he distracts the actual goal, or whatever the goal may be. Maybe the goal is not to get the goal. Maybe the goal is to create a sideshow, or maybe there's other side things that are going on that they want to take attention away. So his approach is he'll just be zigzagging to the point that he may even wear a clown outfit on to the stadium, and anything to get his attention. Where Donald Trump wins above my approach and his approach and what he's doing, and I think he understands all too well, is more people want to see his approach. More people are entertained with his approach. Whether they like it or not, whether they're repulsed by it, they keep watching, and they keep watching, they keep watching. My approach is boring. My approach is no fanfare. It's fundamentals. I'm talking about fundamentals. It's not sexy. It's not going to make the news. And I think that's the difference. So the only way I win, if I can convince more people than him to stay sensible and not to not to get caught up with the distraction, not to look at the zigzagging, not to get caught up with the different outfits he may wear on the soccer field, and just think about maybe they can join my team one day, and that what are they doing to help the team, and that I'm no better than them, and they should be doing things that should make me feel like, you know what, these guys are giving me a run for my money. They can take my job. So I think that would be the difference. Again, my name is Jose Franco. I am the owner of Stoop Juice, and I really, really appreciate you taking the time to listen to this. I hope this clears up the President Donald Trump versus Stoop Juice dilemma. Thank you.